This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. This segment of the show sponsored by Tangible Investments. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. Need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. And by the way, the storm is right outside. Right outside. You can see the storm. They're coming after Donald Trump and they're coming after you and me. It's incredible. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. You got to own gold. You have to. You have to own silver. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin. It'll be your start of your collection, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK. We'll take your calls, 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, 833-927-8255. You don't think we're under attack? How about if I prove to you we're under attack? Right now, go to my website, rootforamerica.com. You'll notice you can't get on. There is no website. You can't get on Root for America. It's been attacked by malware. I'm on the phone in between these ad breaks with my webmasters trying to get it fixed, but says it could be days. We're all under attack. You don't think that's purposeful? You think they found my website, Root for America, by mistake? Under constant attack, how much money is it going to cost me to get it back up? $1,000? $2,000? That's before you pay taxes on that money. This is liberals coming after every single one of us. Coming after every single one of us. They're all sick in the head. They really are. There's one liberal that I correspond with all the time. Well, there's a few that I correspond with. They send me constant negative comments about Trump, and I answer them back. I try and be nice to them. And you know what they say to me? I hope the IRS is coming after you. You're going to lose your life. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your livelihood. Today, he just said seconds ago, I hope Mueller wipes the floor with you. You need to watch your mouth, scumbag. This is what these people say, because they're all slime. They're scum. I try and be nice to them. I'm nice enough to answer them. You think Sean Hannity answers people? You think anyone else besides me answers anybody? I'm nice to them, and they say, IRS coming after you, scumbag. They're all scum. I've never once recommended Republicans use the IRS to go after anybody. They like the IRS coming after us. Do they understand that makes you a Nazi? Do they understand that? If you want the IRS to go after someone because you agree with their politics, you are a Nazi. You are a Hitler-esque scumbag. You are a Soviet piece of human garbage. And you know what you're going to drive us to? You're going to drive us to the point where Republicans use the IRS to destroy all of you. We're going to need to arrest all of you. Is that what you want? Because you should be led away with handcuffs if your honest belief is that the IRS should come after Wayne Root because you don't like what I say on the radio. You're sick people. Go see your psychiatrist. You need a hug from mommy in a straitjacket in a rubber room, you little loser. Floyd Turbo, you loser. There's about 10 of them like him, though. I speak to them and I act nice to them and try and give them a logic in a sentence or two, because I don't really have time now to do much more than that. They're all scum. Here's another one, Keith. You must have women with Russian ties. Time to put up or shut up. I'm telling CNN and MSNBC. You're just losers. All of you are losers. Colt's longtime announcer retired after using racial slur. Let me guess, he told a story and somehow the N-word came up in the story. But he didn't do it on the air. What you do off the air is your business. You mean if you tell a story in a bar now, you lose your job? If some little tattletale liberal rat hears you? An off-the-air racial slur prompted an immediate retirement of longtime Colts radio voice Bob Lamy last weekend. Local attorney James Voiles issued a statement acknowledging Lamy used inappropriate language during a conversation with a friend at a local radio station and apologized immediately. Bob does want to acknowledge that while repeating a story while off the air last week to a friend at a local radio station, he used an inappropriate word that has been used in the story. Bob immediately apologized to people involved for the comment, would hope that his error in judgment would not tarnish his long-held reputation in the sports community. A report on a local television station claimed an employee at MS Communications heard the comment and the little rat reported it to the radio station's human resources department, which then contacted the Colts. Wow. You got to be kidding me. 31 years he was with the Colts. Replaced on Monday night's radio broadcast by Matt Taylor. Initially, the Colts attempted to paint his departure as the celebration of a Hall of Fame broadcasting career that spanned 5 decades. But after word leaked about the conversation and Voles issued his public statement, the Colts took a different tack. In regards to Bob Lamy, first and foremost, the Colts deplore and do not tolerate the use of any racial slur. Bob has a long and storied history in our community, but he made a serious mistake. So this is the word police. This is the thought police. These are the people I want to send the IRS after you. 31 years of doing an incredible job, and you tell an off-color story off-air to a friend that's no one's business, and you use a naughty word. Well, you know, I just happen to like violent TV shows. Cops and robbers, criminals, gangbangers, mafia. Every show I watch on HBO or on any of the other cable channels that has people on them who are of color, African-American, every other word is the N-word. They call each other the N-word. They call themselves the N-word. They call their kids the N-word. They call their wife the N-word. They call the President Obama the N-word. There's a song at the front of Ball, was it Ballers? Isn't it called Ballers? What the hell is it? Yeah, Dwayne, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. And I love the show. But even in the opening song of the show, he uses the N-word. That's allowed on major TV, and you lose your career if you use it? And I'm assuming that's the word. I don't even know that to be the word. I just don't understand how that's possible. I mean, I watch a show called Power, which is about a black drug family, drug crime empire. And every other word is the N-word. And it's on TV. The world watches it. It's on, I think, HBO. And I like the show. But every other word's the N-word. If I use it, I'm a criminal. They use it, it's okay. It's crazy. Bob Lamy is a legend and icon, Colts owner said in Sunday's release. His name is synonymous with Colts football. But former players weighed in, too. Players such as former punter Pat McAfee, right tackle Ryan Deam immediately weighed in to praise Lamy. Reggie Wayne, by the way, is a black wide receiver, the Colts' second leading receiver of all time, said Lamy was the absolute best. I'm dying to know exactly what he said. I'd love to know the context, and I'd love to know the story. He repeated an inappropriate word while telling a story. Then promptly retired as the Colts play-by-play announcer after 31 years. This is what happens now in the United States of America. I don't know about you, but I think that's Nazi. I think that's like a communist gulag. I don't know what he said, but I'm Jewish. What if he told a story, and in that story he quoted someone who used a bad word about Jews? I would say, so what? So what? That doesn't affect his ability to be a good announcer. These people are crazy, and they want to knock us out of the earth. They want to take our incomes away and leave us bankrupt in the streets homeless. And it's because we're talented and they're not. That's what it really comes down to. You know, they got no talent. They don't make any money. We make money. They hate us. We make money for a reason. I've never made one dime in my life because I'm white. Are you kidding me? That's a joke. Not a single person ever hired me and said, oh, I hired you over a black guy because you're white. What are you kidding me? I've never been hired. Basically, my entire life, I've been on commission. Everything I ever do, I earn my keep. And I'm probably the only guy in all of national radio, national TV, who part of his deal is that. Wow. I bring in all the advertisers. And I keep a large portion of the money. Because I'm a talented guy. I'm a great salesman, like Donald Trump. Southern Poverty Law Center hate group gets Visa and MasterCard to block payments to the David Horowitz Freedom Center. David Horowitz is a great guy. He's a former leftist leader who became a big conservative. Now he's outspoken against the left. And the purpose of the Freedom Center is to educate Americans on who the troops of the left are, what they want, and what their plan of battle is. And because of their outstanding work, they've been a frequent target of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a hate group. They're the hate group. For years, Southern Poverty Law Center waged a war of its own on the Horowitz Freedom Center. It's the same group that Twitter and Facebook now use to fact-check, target, and censor conservative sites. And this week, the Southern Poverty Law Center got Visa card to block donations to the Freedom Center. The left is out for the complete elimination of prominent conservative voices and publishers. GOP candidate Ron Basilian posted earlier today, just got word Southern Poverty Law Center got Visa MasterCard to stop processing payments for the Horowitz Center. If elected, my priority will be congressional hearings to put a stop to this. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. The things that these people wish for are sick. This is America. The right has a right to contribute to David Horowitz, just like the left has a right to contribute to any trashy Southern Poverty Law Center that keeps their money offshore. That's a communist organization. Did you know the Southern Poverty Law Center thinks if you ever say something questionable about Muslims, that, oh my God, you say something about Muslim extremists, you're now a member of a hate group. These people have hate in their heart like no one I've ever seen in my life. And they're going to get us so outraged that it's going to turn into a civil war. I'm fear for the United States of America. I really do. Because we are headed for civil war. I'm not seeing that. Go check out Root for America. You'll know what I'm talking about. That's what they just did to my website. Go check it out. I dare you. Root for America. You'll enjoy it. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose.
Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
War now!
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Swiss Wave is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Swiss Wave. You all know me as a champion of small business. If you're a small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the first time in your life, listen up. This is your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners, meaning you don't have to be a doctor. Actually, they don't want doctors. To operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. There's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance, can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You will have to invest a few bucks. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available, and if you qualify, call 800-235-1462. Get the pen handy. Get the pad out. 800-235-1462. Here is your opportunity to own a business somewhere in the United States. Doesn't have to be your town. If you're in Vegas, there's already a Vegas clinic. You just open one in another city. Open one in St. George, Utah. Open one in Salt Lake. Open one in Riverside, California. Open one in Phoenix, Arizona, or Kingman. 800-235-1462 or go to medicalpartnership.info. Thank you, Swiss Way, for being a part of this show. This just in, New York State investigators subpoena Michael Cohen in the Trump Foundation investigation. Well, of course they do. I just have spent this whole show telling you they're out to get us. They're out to get us. They're out to destroy us. You know who's like the most white bread guy in the world? I don't want to say boring. I want to say white bread. He would never even understand Wayne Root. He's just a calm dude. His name is Dennis Prager. Right? Dennis Prager is not my kind of guy. I don't even know if Dennis Prager liked Donald Trump. I'm sure he didn't in the beginning. He probably, you know, went along with Trump once Trump got the nomination. But I guarantee you Dennis Prager was probably a Jeb Bush kind of guy or a Marco Rubio kind of guy, whatever. Just he's just a white bread guy. You know, he's not like me. He'd wear the green pants and the yellow shirt at the golf club. That's not a condemnation. He's just a different kind of personality than me. He's white bread, you know, and I'm like wild, spicy Chinese food. Dennis Prager has Prager University, right? It's conservative, but it's not, it's tame. It's moderate. It's not Wayne Root fiery. And yet they've destroyed his entire business, and they've wiped out all his videos. It's unbelievable. And if you go to Root for America right now, you'll find out at the moment they've wiped out my website and all my videos. These people are crazy. The left is attacking everyone who's effective. So now New York State investigators subpoena Michael Cohen in the Trump Foundation investigation. The Clinton Foundation is the most corrupt foundation in the history of the world times a thousand, and nobody's investigating it. Donald Trump's foundation, if I remember the exact numbers, took in like $17 million and paid out $18 million in charity. He actually added an extra million. All of it went to charity on top of another million. More went out than came in. The Clinton Foundation, if I remember the numbers, it was like $200 million a year came in, and like $5 million went to charity, and the rest went to salaries and the great lifestyle of Bill and Hillary Clinton. They're the biggest charity scam in the history of mankind, and no one's investigating and nobody cares. But now they're going after the Trump Foundation that paid out more than took in. You don't think we're under attack? Of course we're under attack. Here we go. Schumer and the Democrats moved to delay Kavanaugh's hearings because Cohen's plea, meaning Michael Cohen's plea, implicated Trump in a crime. So now he has no right to name a Supreme Court justice. Folks, we're in a war. If you can't see what's going on here, maybe I'm wrong when I say we might lead to civil war. We're in a civil war right now. Right now, at this second. This is not The Onion. This is a real story. Healthline website replaces the term vagina with the term front hole in order to appease LGBT language police. What? When I first saw the story, I thought for sure it was a satire piece, but it isn't. The Healthline.com website has literally announced the term vagina will no longer be used in their reporting because it might offend people who were born as biological men but now identify as women but don't have a female vagina. Instead, they will resort to the term front hole, which they believe is somehow more inclusive and respectful. It doesn't sound more respectful to me. Does it sound respectful to you ladies? Any ladies out there think that sounds respectful? Liberals are so insane that they're dangerous to you and me. Okay, if you haven't tuned in the last few days, you never heard the greatest story ever told. Horrible, tragic story. I feel bad for them. I wish they weren't dead. But it's great because it's instructive that liberals are dangerous to all of our lives. Two young Washington, D.C. liberal vegans in love left their jobs, quit 2 months ago, to bike ride through Central Asia to prove that the world's a wonderful place and that Muslims are not really bad people and everyone is really the same and equal and there is no such thing as evil. The media creates evil. Conservatives create evil. There is no evil boogeyman. They were run down and stabbed to death on July 29th, riding their bikes through this Central Asian Muslim-majority nation. ISIS took credit for the attack. Liberals will get us all killed and make us all live in poverty.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to Air Force Sergeant John Chapman, who gave his life to save more than 20 fellow service members on a mountain in Afghanistan back in 2002. The president shares more of what Sergeant Chapman did to earn the Medal of Honor.
John left the safety of the first bunker to fire a second enemy grenade at another bunker. As John fired on the second bunker, he was shot and fell to the ground and lost consciousness. Even though he was mortally wounded, John regained consciousness and continued to fight on, and he really fought.
The illegal immigrant accused of murdering 20-year-old Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts will be held on $5 million cash bond. He was also charged today with first-degree murder. If convicted, he faces life in prison without parole. This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is iTarget Pro. You hear me saying that we are at war. I'm not talking about Wayne Allyn Root at this point. I'm talking about civil war in this country. We seem to be at war. Liberals have lost their minds, and they're out to get us all. And I've read you example after example after example today. You better start practicing. You better make sure you're a good shot, because who knows where this is leading. I have no idea. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm not recommending anything. I'm only telling you, be ready. Be prepared for the most important moment of your life when you have to use that gun. Make sure that you're a great shot, so you only hit the right person. Don't be undertrained. Don't be unprepared. Spending the rest of your life replaying that moment. Do what I do. Practice frequently with iTarget Pro. It came at the right time for me. I love it. Because I only have time to go to a shooting range like once or twice a year. And so now I'm practicing at home all the time in my spare time. Revolutionizing home firearm training, iTarget uses your actual gun. My 9mm Glock and my 357 Magnum, I use them both. So you can become proficient with the firearm you're actually going to use in real life. Utilizing your smartphone, their proprietary app uses a laser in place of the bullet and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. Right now, save 10% with the offer code WAR when you purchase the iTarget Pro system. Save money, time, and take your skill to the next level safely and effectively. That's the letter I, targetpro.com, offer code WAR, as in Wayne Allyn Root. iTargetPro.com and put in offer code WAR and get a great price on it. Exactly 10% off with the offer code WAR when you purchase the iTarget system. iTargetPro.com, just in the nick of time. Thank you, iTarget Pro, for sponsoring the show. We've got our guest, Laura Loomer, investigative journalist, on. You can follow her at Twitter, at Laura Loomer, at least for the moment. We don't know when she's going to be completely banned at Twitter, but I'm sure there's a countdown clock going on right now, at Laura Loomer. Laura, do you actually think you'll be up at Twitter much longer? Because I don't have great hope in that.
I don't know. Do you think you're going to be up on Twitter much longer?
Well, I've already been screwed over. I think I was at 125,000 people, and they cut me down to 79,000 out of the blue. No, 76,000. And they're shadow banning me. Everything I send out gets read by like 12 people. Not thousands, not 12,000. 12. How can you have over 100,000 fans and only 12 people read everything you send out? Because it isn't going to anyone anymore.
Yeah, I know. I'm in the same boat. I mean, who knows? We'll see. I just hope that Donald Trump actually does something about it sometime soon, because I don't know how he expects people to have this red wave like they're hoping for if all of his supporters are just going to be shut out on social media. I mean, we're not even able to make a living at this point in time, so why would people want to do journalism or work to promote pro-Trump or pro-conservative media when we're getting banned on PayPal and Patreon and GoFundMe and we're getting censored just for being Trump supporters? Like, I mean, I wish that he would take a break from tweeting about the fake news and tweet about Jack and Zuckerberg and, you know, do something in an emergency manner to address the censorship, because it's really out of control and it's only going to get worse. I mean, I got a text message last night from a friend of mine who said that one of his friends, just an activist, together had like several different accounts, which added up to be like 500,000 followers. They were all pro-Trump accounts and they were all taken down by Twitter yesterday.
Well, I'm sure it's happening because someone just called me and offered me a Facebook page with 2 million fans. And I said, why are you offering me a page with 2 million fans? They said, well, you know, they're offering me to buy it. And I said, what am I buying? Why would I now be dumb enough to buy a Facebook page with 2 million likes that's a conservative page? The minute I put my name on it, it's going to go to zero. It's going to be no total complete shadow banning, or they're going to just completely fire me and say you just can't even have your page anymore. Why would I pay for it? You got to be kidding me. So this is what they've done to all of us. Why do you think the guy's offering me the page with 2 million likes on it? Because it's worthless at this point. Completely worthless. Unbelievable. Hey, Laura, my question to you is, what was that rally like? That wild Muslim rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And again, let's point out, you and I aren't racist. We aren't prejudiced. I would have nothing against Muslims if they didn't hate me, if they didn't want to drop gays off buildings, if they didn't want women to be, you know, trapped inside a hood in the darkness for the rest of their lives, if they didn't want to stone a woman for having the nerve to look at another man, if they didn't want to give the death sentence to a woman for being gang raped, if they didn't want to kill every Jew in the world, of which I am and you are, I guess I could like the Muslim people. But the reality is we're dealing with some really radical people among them, and we're very scared that letting too many of them into our country who have radical views could be deadly to you and me and our children and our families and our world. And that's my stand on Islam. Where are the moderate Muslims? I don't see any.
Well, there really aren't any. That's the thing, is that you can't be a moderate Muslim. There's no such thing. Because in Islam, to be a good Muslim is to live life just like Muhammad lived his life. And Muhammad was a pedophile, as we know. Muhammad, you know, killed Jews. He killed Christians. Muhammad raped women. He had sex slaves. So, of course, there's no such thing as a moderate Muslim, because what is the moderate version of that, right? I mean, you cannot criticize Muhammad in Islam. You cannot condemn him. You can't even leave Islam, or else you're an apostate. And the punishment for that is death. So, you know, when people use these terms, radical Muslim, extremist Muslim, moderate Muslim, I mean, it's just a diversion. It's a distraction from the issue at hand. And really, it's just Islam. It's a political ideology. I mean, we need to start viewing it as a political ideology instead of a religious way of life or a religion, because Muslims themselves don't even view Islam as a religion. They view it as a lifestyle, a total political lifestyle. And Muslims truly do believe that their way of life under Sharia law is the law of the land. They don't believe in the United States Constitution. They believe in Sharia law, which is incompatible with the United States Constitution.
Well, so tell me about the rally. Inform my listeners across USA Radio Network what exactly happened at that rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where they were chanting Allah Akbar. Tell me what was happening.
Well, of course, yesterday and today, Muslims all around the world are celebrating Eid al-Adha, which is a very big Muslim holiday, and it's the day of sacrifice. And so the U.S. Bank Stadium, which is where they just had the Super Bowl a few months ago, which is where also the Vikings play in Minnesota, just hosted 50,000 Muslims, all right, 50,000 Muslims each day for this festival. And people filled the stadiums. They were chanting Allahu Akbar. This was going on from, like, 5 o'clock in the morning all day long. And it was an all-day affair. And you just see, like, droves of Muslims wearing, like, burqas, hijabs, with prayer rugs. I mean, if you were to see some B-roll of this, you never would have known that you were in Minnesota. It looks like a scene out of the Middle East, right?
How did they let this happen? How did Minnesota let this happen? Oh, my God.
Honestly, it does not look like America. And then there's animal sacrifices, too. So there were like thousands of goats ordered. I have a source on the ground who told me that their sister has a cattle industry, and that they had an order placed by a Muslim for 5,000 goats.
Well, what are they? Wait. I need to ask this question. What are they doing with the goats?
Well, they're slaughtering them. It's the day of sacrifice. If you go on Google, or you even know anything about Eid, it's the day of sacrifice. And Muslims all around the world, they slaughter animals, and it's very inhumane the way that they slaughter them, because in the halal tradition, and the meat, of course, and for Muslims has to be halal, the protocol is you basically slice an animal's throat open and you have to let it bleed to death. So these animals are semi-decapitated and they're just pouring out blood for hours at a time sometimes, and they're still alive, and it's just very inhumane. I mean, PETA wasn't even there. Where's PETA, right? Where are these liberal activists to stand up against this barbaric treatment of animals? And in places like Bangladesh, where you have such a high-density population of Muslims, for example, they have rivers of blood flowing in the street because there's so much blood from the way that they sacrifice these animals. And it's very unsanitary, and it's very barbaric. And the Minnesota Police Department was ordered or instructed to say no comments when people would call, because there were reports of individuals conducting animal sacrifices in the mosque. Because you have a lot of these Somalis from third world Somalia. They have refused to assimilate into Western culture. They refuse to abide by our laws. We don't practice animal cruelty here in the United States. And they're slaughtering animals inside the mosque. Very disturbing.
You confronted some sort of Palestinian terrorist people. Tell me who you confronted there.
Right. So there's a lot of jihadi candidates running for office right now. There's about 100 Muslims currently seeking election in different positions all across the country. And one of them is a woman by the name of Rashida Tlaib. And she just won her primary in Michigan. And she was so she'll most likely be the first Muslim congresswoman replacing John Conyers' seat. Right. So one radical being replaced by an even worse radical. And she was having a joint fundraiser, campaign event with Ilhan Omar, who is running to replace Keith Ellison's seat since Ellison's running to be attorney general. And both of these women are jihadis. Both of them support Hamas. They're backed by CARE, which is a terrorist organization. So I showed up to this event, and I confronted them, and I asked them whether they would condemn Hamas. I asked Ilhan Omar, why she married her brother, why she supports FGM, why she voted against legislation that would have stopped payouts to terrorist family members. And Rashida, being a Palestinian Hamas supporter, she was angered by my questions and obviously irritated by the fact that I was Jewish. And so she shoved me, and this is caught on camera, and she tried to steal my cell phone. And, of course, no one came to my defense because it was a room full of Muslims, and they don't have respect for Jewish people because, according to their own book, it calls for the killing of Jews and Christians. So, you know, this is what people are electing. We're going to have candidates in America who support Hamas.
And my understanding is, and we hear the music, so we're about to go out, but my understanding is quickly, Laura Loomer, that one of the speakers has called for the genocide of Jews. Is that correct?
Well, she said she doesn't believe that Israel should exist, so that's pretty much the same thing.
All right. All right, that's what we're dealing with here, folks, and they're all Democrats. Let me tell you, every single one of them, the Democratic Party loves it. They love it. Let them in as many foreigners as you can who know nothing about Judeo-Christian values. The only way they're going to win elections. And we got to stop them. We got to make this a bigger priority than even 2016. Laura Loomer, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Follow her on Twitter at Laura Loomer, L-O-O-M-E-R, at Laura Loomer. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Allyn, USA Radio, and it's at Real Wayne Root on Twitter. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orbach test. 5W30 is great.
War now!
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Cinegenics, the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, Cinegenics put me on this amazing diet where I eat more times a day than I've ever eaten in my life, and I eat more food than I've ever eaten in my life, and I've gained a lot of muscle and lost a lot of weight. And it is fantastic. People telling me I look great. And I got to tell you that you could do the exact same thing. It has nothing to do with Wayne Root. You can eat more and lose weight. You can look good. You can feel younger. You can look younger. You can feel more energy. It reversed my prediabetes, reversed my insulin resistance, and reversed my high cholesterol. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. You want to get older? You want to be fatter? Don't call. 888-YOUNGER. You want to be younger? You want to be thinner? You want to look great, feel great? Call 888-YOUNGER for younger as opposed to older. Younger. Younger. 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the USA or register at Cinegenics.com. That's Cinegenics.com. Genics. All right. An author is out there claiming Democrats plan to cheat in the 2018 midterm elections. No surprise to me. Author Eric Eggers says he has evidence Democrats are planning to cheat in the 2018 midterms. He says, I think there's clear evidence that they are actively working to create an environment that makes cheating as possible and as likely as it can be. He's the author of the new book called Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election. In the video, Eggers lays out the available evidence that not only have Democrats cheated to win elections in the past, they intend to cheat again now. We have 248 counties in this country that have more registered voters than they have citizens of legal voting age. How does that happen? There are clearly errors on the voting rolls. This is why the subtitle of the book is How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election, because what I uncover in the book is George Soros and the head of the Democratic Party both support the effort to do two things. On one hand, they want to fight any effort to increase the legality and security of elections in this country. They do that by fighting state efforts to institute voter ID laws or to cleanse voter rolls of illegal voters. That's documented and not up for dispute. The state of Ohio just successfully fought George Soros to do both these things. They also fund groups like La Raza and Acorn, and they've had to change their names because they are chronically associated with voter fraud allegations. So these guys go out and get as many voters as possible, regardless of whether they should be casting votes. Then they funnel them through the gaps that exist in our vulnerable election system, and that's basically the setup. He says he has a mountain of evidence to back up the claims in his book and those made in his interview. I think it's certainly increasingly difficult for Democrats to make the claim there's no evidence of voter fraud. In this book, we have 40 pages of footnotes. So there's quite a bit of evidence. And as recent events have shown, it doesn't take voter fraud on a massive scale for it to truly impact elections. In the 2016 election, we found 2,100 incidents of double voting in the state of Florida alone. Eggers feels that even though the Democrats plan to cheat in an attempt to steal the election, there's still one big problem with their plan, and that was the election of President Donald Trump. The good news is we have a president like Trump that is laser-focused on the issue and is informing quite a few people. The sanctity and security of our elections is absolutely a national security issue. And I certainly agree. And then the good news is that President Trump has now announced he will spend 40 days campaigning for the midterm. So he's going to be on the air on national TV again and again and again. He's going to be in big rallies with 10, 20,000 people again and again and again all over this country for 40 straight days. We have the hardest working guy in the history of the presidency. A person familiar with Trump's travel schedule says the president wants to win. Well, of course he does, because he'll face impeachment if he doesn't win. This Democrats, if they win by one vote in the House, they're going to impeach him, or they're going to try to impeach him. He's going to hold rallies and fundraisers throughout the country for Senate, House, and gubernatorial candidates. Traditionally, the president's party loses seats in the midterm elections, but Trump believes by stepping up his rally schedule, he can defy the odds. In the next 6 weeks, he's planning at least 8 rallies and 16 fundraisers across the country. Stops in September are expected to include North Dakota, South Dakota, Missouri, Montana, Kentucky, Tennessee, and my state of Nevada. His 40-day campaign swing would exceed the amount of time spent on the trail by both Presidents Obama and George Bush. Thank you, President Trump. He's also going on a fence. He says, Pelosi, Democrats want to abolish ICE. I want to abolish the killers in ICE. The killers in ISIS, excuse me, is what he said. On Tuesday, Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, surrendered himself to the FBI. He admitted he violated campaign finance laws. The reaction by the Democrat media was predictable. Liberal reporters cheered the news like giggling cheerleaders. This may have been the moment Trump and Republicans won the election. Democrats are running to impeach Trump. Democrats are running on open borders, to abolish ICE, to raise taxes, to put illegals' rights over American citizens. On Wednesday, the Trump White House released this video of the president. President Trump said, I want to abolish the killers in ISIS. Nancy Pelosi and Democrats want to abolish the brave men and women of ICE. And you know who's going to win? We are. Good job. Chris Kobach, who's running for governor of Kansas and won because of Donald Trump's help, Chris Kobach said about the Molly Tibbetts murder in Iowa by an illegal alien, every crime by an illegal alien should never have occurred. Right, if you had a solid border and a wall on that border and you didn't have Democrats with their chain migration and their visa lottery, these people would not get in the United States America. They would not get in. The fact that they let them in is the reason we have these problems, folks. That's what it's all about. Liberals have allowed a situation where the country is so filled with roaming gangs of murderers and slime balls from foreign nations, not just Mexico and Central America, anywhere in the world. I don't want any of them in. I don't want criminals from Israel in, and I'm Jewish. You know, if I was Italian, I wouldn't want criminals from Italy in. We're letting bad people in the country because there's nobody stopping them. Who would be against the wall? I live in a walled gated community. Who'd be against the wall? Harry Reid lives with me in the walled gated community. All his sons live inside the walled gated community. Who in their right mind would not want a wall to protect their children? Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Be right back on National TV.
Any product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all local...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Ooh.